Grave Tone.
Welcome to Grave Tone Podcast, where horror comes to life in every form it takes. I'm Megan.
I'm Arthur.
Dork.
What?
He's trying to make me laugh. Across the table. I can't reach you right now.
That's what you get.
We thought that it would be a good idea to hop on and do a mini wrap-up slash just top favorites from all of our Fantasia films that we watched this year, because it's been a ride and it was so fun and
so tiring but
worth
it.
Exactly, that's it. I think we're catching up on sleep right now to a degree, I can kind of feel it most days. But that being said, I wouldn't change anything. It was fantastic.
Absolutely. It was absolutely awesome. Saw a bunch of movies that are yet to be released. A bunch of movies that hopefully will soon be released, because they don't have like a release date or a distribution thing. Some of them have it, but there's no release date yet.
And some of them are upcoming very, very soon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's very, very fun to see what all the creators have made.
Yes. I think I took a look through. I know I saw a few additional films that you did not. So I think in total, I saw somewhere around 23 or 24.
What?
Are
you serious?
Between everything. Yeah. Which means that you probably saw around like the 19 or 20 mark.
That's insane. I did not think it was that many.
It was that many.
Holy fuck. Okay. I thought it was like 12.
Yeah, no.
It's not that bad.
No, absolutely not. It was way more than that.
Jesus.
So, yep.
Well, anyways, Fantasia Film Festival 2026 was great a blast. And they had a great selection. And hopefully they have a bigger one next year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I feel like every year I'm concerned at some point or another. And they're like, oh, I hope there's something we want to see this year. And there is never a time where I have not seen five or more films that I have loved. So,
yeah, 100%.
It's just not possible.
And there's some that we can't even see because there's just not enough time
for
everything, and we really want to. So anyways,
we
are going to give our top three, which is, I know, impossible to do. You were complaining that it's like, it's too hard.
I hate fucking ranking things.
I know.
It's so hard.
It's not a ranking. It's just a selection.
I literally have a top three, and then I have three honorable mentions.
Of course you do. I am not surprised. This is how you do things. It's fine.
I can't stop it. It's really hard. Okay. So we're each going to give you our top three films.
Yes.
Do you want to count down from three to number one?
No, not ranking. I just want to say the ones that I liked.
Oh, you just want to say the top three in general?
Yeah, the ones that I liked and stuff.
I feel like I ranked them for no reason now. Fucking hell.
You can rank them if you want to.
I mean, I automatically did, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And then you say you don't like rankings.
I don't, but I felt like we were going to do it, so that's what I did.
So yeah, we're going to give our top three favorite movies from Fantasia Festival this year. Some of them will be coming out soon.
Yeah.
We're going to have some full-on episodes on some of them.
Yes.
And some of them probably won't be coming out soon.
Or we don't know.
Or we don't know. That also could mean never. Or it could mean like next year.
Yeah.
We've seen some movies like a year ago and they just came out
next year. Easily, for sure. So yeah, do keep that in mind. Unfortunately, sometimes with film festival releases, they take quite a while to be picked up afterwards for distribution. So we probably have a mix in here. Like Arthur mentioned, that's it. Do keep an eye, because a couple of the ones we're going to mention, no, you won't necessarily have come across episodes that we've done for them so far, because we do know that these for a fact are getting a theatrical release very soon. And so we are waiting on those episodes till a little closer to release.
When you listen to this one.
Like yes.
When they're closer to release date, they will be out.
They will. Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So I do want to say that regardless of where you're listening, if you want to listen ad-free, it's ad-free on Spotify.
Correct.
So we made it ad-free for everyone on Spotify. Feel free to subscribe
if
there.
You have a paid account on Spotify. Don't yell at me if you have a free account. I'm sorry.
You're gonna
ask regardless.
That's just kind of what it is.
Yes.
And then, of course, all socials are at Grave Tone Pod.
Correct.
Do check it out for all the content that we have there.
Yes.
And let's start with the number one non-ranked, half-ranked episodes.
Yes, very nice.
Episodes, movies.
Episodes.
You know what I mean.
We're tired. It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay, so first choice for my favorites is going to be No Rest for the Wicked.
Nice.
For me. If we do have a full episode out about this, if you don't mind spoilers, unfortunately, we don't know when this is being released outside of Denmark. I know it's meant to be getting a release in Denmark as of September 3rd, is my understanding. And I'm really hoping that that means it will slowly afterwards progress to the rest of Europe and then potentially head over to North America.
Yeah, if you want to see it, go to Denmark, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, this is a queer vampire period piece set on a very small island in the 1800s and follows two men who develop feelings for one another and takes a really, really interesting spin on the vampire subgenre.
Yes.
It's something that I've genuinely just never seen before.
And the way that they're created also was very
different. It's fascinating. Yeah, it's really interesting to think about maybe some of the different lore that would go into this that we're not traditionally, we don't traditionally associate with vampires. Yeah. Anyway, it's great. It is beautiful to watch from start to finish.
Yeah, very, what's his name? Robert Eggers?
Robert Eggers-esque sort
thing.
Of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's stunning. The cast is fantastic. All of the sort of like culture, like sort of cultural differences and things like that are really interesting to see, just like the way that people exist on this small island and stuff like that. And the chemistry between the characters is top notch. It's so good. And I loved it. And I've been thinking about it since we watched it.
That is fair.
Yep.
It is great. I don't remember what we rated it, but I remember it was pretty high because yes. It was pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, what's your first choice?
Okay, well, so since we're going kind of like in line of a different take on creatures.
Yeah.
My first that I'm talking about, not necessarily first on the list, mm-hmm. I absolutely loved Colony.
Yeah.
I know, like...
We haven't talked about this yet, but you guys will hear an episode about it.
Upcoming. Yeah, full episode about it and everything. I absolutely loved Colony. I know it was like doing the festival rounds and probably...
Well, it's already been released in South Korea.
Okay, of course, yeah, obviously. But yeah, it's been doing the festival rounds. It was at South by Southwest, yes. Very liked there as well. Mm-hmm. And... It is a great take on the zombie genre.
Yes.
I absolutely loved it. So it is from the same producer or director.
Writer-director.
Writer-director who obviously did Train to Busan.
And Soul Station.
And Soul Station. Yes. And Train to Busan 2, right?
I actually don't know. Yes, Peninsula. Yes, that's it. The sequel to it as well. So his name is Yeon Sang-ho.
That's it.
And he wrote and directed Train to Busan, which is obviously a very well-regarded zombie film. He followed that up with Soul Station, which is an animated film.
Yeah.
And then followed that up in 2020 with Peninsula, which was the live-action follow-up to Train to Busan. Colony is not... set in the same quote-unquote universe.
No, not at all. It's a different take. So this was kind of like a marking time, I guess, if you want to call it, because he came back. So Train to Busan was premiered at Fantasia, I believe, or at least it was there.
I don't know if it did, but a few years back.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago, and now he came back with a new movie at Fantasia again 10 years later. So that was really cool. It's a very different take on the zombie genre. Essentially, what happens is that there is a conference of a pharmaceutical company and they're pharmaceutical IT.
Pharmaceutical. Biotech. That's in biotech,
exactly. Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the scientists decides that everyone needs to have one brain that they can communicate with. There's a reason for that. We're going to discuss it afterwards.
It's essentially a bioterrorism attack that takes place that causes the zombie sort of effect.
Exactly. But the whole thing is that the zombies, they are able to communicate with each other via propagated knowledge, if you want to call it.
Like
that happens
mind.
In spores. It's a hive mind, essentially. Yeah. And then they shut down the building and shit goes crazy.
Yes. It's... Yeah, we don't want to get into it because we'll talk about it probably more in our episode, but it's just like, it's got a really good setting and some really, really fascinating, that's its sort of original takes on zombie things. And it's cool. It's very different from Train to Busan, which I love, because you don't want that repeat like twice. It's been done. It was great. I don't need to see it again.
Exactly. It's very different. The zombies stick together. It's all crazy. It all makes sense. They are also smart, but the best thing is... Well, first of all, of course, action is great, but the characters are making smart decisions.
Yes, generally
which
speaking,
always makes me happy.
Yeah, I know. I feel like you must have said this. I don't even know how many times at this point that it's like a thing for you. Every time there's a character making smart decisions, you're like, thank God.
Yeah, and it happens throughout the whole movie.
Yep.
It is great. Great action. Good story. Mm-hmm. You know, logical why this happens and why it's being done. Anyways. Yeah. I very much loved it. I am also a sucker for zombies, but here we are.
Correct. But it's a good choice for it.
Yeah.
My next one is going to be probably no surprise. Again, this episode hasn't been released yet. It will be released soon because there's a theatrical release upcoming. It is Buddy.
Hey! We
saw the premiere.
Me too.
The Canadian premiere? International, excuse me, premiere, I should say, of Buddy, which has only been, up until now anyway, screened in the States. So we saw the international premiere of it at the festival. It is probably as fun as you think it's going to be. And more gory than you think it's going to be. I get the feeling. I could be wrong. Some people might really be going in expecting it to be wily, but it is. It definitely delivers on the horror aspect of, like, let's make Barney into a horror movie. Yes, that's exactly what it is. And it's so fun.
Seriously, the same for me. It was on my list. Thank you for stealing that.
It's okay. It gives us a chance to just talk about it for a couple minutes.
I absolutely loved it. It was so, so, so much fun.
It is.
A great idea. Also, where it came from, we stayed for the Q&A afterwards. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a couple of pieces and probably reels on the website and on the socials to kind of like discuss that. Very fun idea. The director also worked for... What is it called? The Ulog?
Adult Swim.
Adult Swim, yeah, but he did two movies.
Yeah. Well, he also became famous on YouTube for Too Many Cooks.
There we go.
His name's Casper Kelly.
Casper Kelly, Too Many Cooks.
Pretty famous for
that. So if you've seen Too Many Cooks, you kind of can expect and imagine what this movie is like.
You know how, like, Too Many Cooks takes all of the opening credit sequences from, like, 80s and 90s sitcoms? Mm-hmm. This one does that tongue-in-cheek thing the same way, where everything gets really uncanny and really uncomfortable very quickly, but feels incredibly accurate in what it's doing with the setting that it's created. It was crazy to me. I was like, God, this is weird. It's like when we were kids and we watched these shows. It's insane they recreated
it. It's absolutely insane. There's a great twist of what Buddy is.
Yes.
Essentially, all the hype that it's getting on San Diego Comic-Con and everywhere else, mm-hmm. it is worth it. It is very, very fun.
Yeah.
And you should definitely check it out. It is also on my list, so thank you for stealing it. Now I have to talk about something else.
Okay. Well, you can do your third one then, can't you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to do it.
Okay, what is it?
My third one is... And this one, I really, really hope it kind of releases somewhere.
Yeah.
I know, I think it's been picked up by Paramount.
Paramount's
distributing. That's it. So we just don't know a release date yet. But it is Freaks Part 2.
Oh, boy. Another one that we'll probably be talking about at a later date.
Oh, for sure. Definitely merits a full episode on that one.
100%.
It is, think of it as X-Men, but darker, but also they are being the ones who are hunted.
Yeah, so, you know, I hope that everybody has seen the first Freaks. If you haven't, I would really recommend going to watch it.
Oh, so good.
It's on Plex for free.
There we go.
With ads, if you're willing to go do that, it's on Plex for free. If not, I'm sure it's rentable in multiple other places as well. It came out in 2018.
Yep.
We had actually seen its premiere at Fantasia when we remembered it. And we remembered it, and we really loved it. Yeah, the overarching idea of these films is that they follow... people who have powers, mm-hmm. essentially, and the co-writers and directors, who have spoken about it have basically indicated that part of the idea came to them because they were like, what if we took the idea, like, you know, if people really did have superpowers, for instance, mm-hmm. it wouldn't look like Marvel. People would not revere them. They would be afraid of them, and they would be trying to get rid of them. And that is what these films together play on. And Freaks Part 2 is so cool because it takes what's very isolated in Part 1 and it really expands upon it.
Yes, definitely, definitely does. We also stayed for the Q&A afterwards. There's going to be more posts about it as well, but that's exactly, as you said, is that what would happen if people have powers and it's not all nice and pretty and they're superheroes? No.
No.
They are hunted down and this is what happens, right? But the trigger point, I guess, or the inflection point with Freaks Part 2 mm-hmm. is that children who are born out of people who have powers are increasingly, with every generation, more and more and more powerful.
Yes.
Which is, like, crazy. We're talking about crazy shit, okay? So just to give you a couple of examples, a guy can freeze time in a bubble.
Right.
That's one power, right? We have another person who can basically make you do whatever they want by implanting themselves in your mind and thinking that what you're doing is what you want, but it's actually them saying what mm-hmm. you want. Invisibility powers, right?
Yeah.
We have a character who can fly, but in order to take off, they basically create a fucking explosion.
That's nuts.
Because they have to take off so fast that it creates a sound wave, like, and evaporates everything in a radius.
And it, like, vaporizes whatever's around.
So it's not, you know, it's cool powers. They're much less safe than the ones at X-Men because it's just like, oh, I can control metal.
Well, they follow the pattern of, like, it would be much darker than this, and it would be much darker than what you see in comic books and things like that. That's exactly what would happen, is that people would be afraid of them. They would be persecuted. People would think that they were freaks and want to hunt them down. All of that stuff. Anyway, if you haven't seen
the first one, we're getting too much into this. Sorry. Anyways.
If you haven't seen the first one, I highly recommend going to watch it. As far as we're aware, Paramount is distributing the second film, so I'm hoping it will get a release before the end of this year. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And at that point, we will be able to actually talk about it a little bit more. That would be great.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm out of my favorite movies, so now it's all you.
Well, I have one left.
Okay, so. Good.
Uh-huh. Well, because we copied each other with Buddy. My last one that I want to talk about is Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma.
I know.
It's hard, to pick.
It's hard. Yeah. This definitely would have been on my list if I could have had more.
Yeah.
And maybe I could have put it in my honorable mentions since you also have a list and didn't tell me about that.
Oh, you know me. You know I'm going to do this.
God damn it. Shaking fist at Sky. Great choice.
So fabulous. It's been a good couple of weeks now, over 2 weeks now since we've seen it. And I love it so much still. Mm-hmm. Like, it has implanted itself in my head to the point that I'm like, oh, they're releasing little action figures and stuff, and I want them.
I keep seeing it. They have t-shirts. They have little action figures.
I'm going to find myself a fucking t-shirt somewhere, because this is just that kind of film that's going to stay with me and be an enjoyable watch. And I just think
it's going to be a cult classic.
Definitely.
Instantly.
If you have watched Jane Schonbrunn's other films, mm-hmm. and you have enjoyed what they're doing, but you're like, whew, these are heavy. Like, these are kind of dark,
sad movies.
And very sad. Like, we've seen I Saw the TV Glow. It's so good, but it's so sad. If you watch this film, you will have a different feeling by the end of it. And
it's 180 degrees. It is completely different. It is super happy, fun, ridiculous.
Yes. And Jane Schonbrunn said it multiple times when they had the Q&A after the screening of it that we saw. Yeah. And they were saying over and over again, this just came from a place of joy and love for the horror genre. And it's so incredibly clear in almost every single frame of the film from start to finish. And what it does with it, how it kind of circumvents some of your expectations, and how kooky wild it gets in the best possible way, with also, like, obviously two really incredible leads that really help to kind of drive that narrative forward. It's so fun and so good, and I kind of want to see it again. Like, it's so great.
I know. I would watch it again. It's literally coming out Friday, August 7th, which could be either before this episode airs or afterwards. Anyways.
We might definitely go see it, honestly. Yeah. I would go see it again.
I would go see it again. It's great. Just watching it with an audience, I mean, at Fantasia, it's very different.
Yeah.
Because the audience is very engaged and they're in love with the genre, you know? But this whole movie makes fun of the tropes of the slasher genre,
but
in the most tasteful way. It loves it so much. It is super self-aware.
The way that we are self-aware when we watch slashers and you watch 17 sequels and you're like, that's fucking dumb. I loved it. It's like that. It's that feeling wrapped up into a film.
Yeah.
Basically.
Exactly. And it's also pretty wild, insane in terms of what happens.
It definitely is. And it's such a lovely exploration at the same time, particularly for, like, our lead characters, of finding joy in your art and discovering, like, self-expression and who you really are. And it's just, it's so fun.
Anyways, we have a whole review episode of it already. That was literally the first one we published for Fantasia.
Yes.
So just go check it out.
Go check that one
out. Go listen to that one if you are interested.
Yes. And then my honorable mentions are it's just reiterating things that you've already talked about. So Colony is on there. I thought it was excellent. I don't know why. I guess I kind of assumed it would maybe be a bit of a repetition, but it didn't feel that way watching it. So I really liked it. Freaks Part 2 blew my fucking mind. I really enjoyed the first one, and I guess I just wasn't sure what they were going to do with this sequel. And it was very much beyond my expectations of how they were able to expand the universe that they'd created. It's so good.
There were some scenes that were just wild.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And then the last one that I do want to highlight, it's not really horror, but I would want to highlight anyway, is The Leader, although I guess it's kind of horror in a way, which I have talked about in one of our little double feature episodes.
Yes.
That is a biopic that sort of dramatizes the Heaven's Gate UFO cult and kind of their whole situation, how they started, where they wound up, and kind of how everything ended for them. If you don't know anything about them, you can kind of go look into that. But the film is really excellent. I guarantee that one's going to be getting some sort of a release, because
probably.
It stars Vera Farmiga and Tim Blake Nelson.
Yeah, it's pretty big people.
Yeah, it's a pretty big production and everything. So I'm sure that one's going to be getting a release sometime soon. But I would recommend checking that one out as well if that's something that you're into. The performances are phenomenal, and it really toes a good, I guess, line and tone between telling the story, having some moments of levity in there, but not taking away from the seriousness of what was really occurring for the people who were part of this whole situation. So, yeah, it was really excellent.
Yeah, I remember we did the episode on it, or the mini, the double feature episode.
Our double feature episode, yeah. Yeah,
it sounded very, very interesting.
It is, yeah.
Sadly, I missed it, but I would definitely check it out.
Yeah, well, we'll be able to when it comes out. I'm sure it's going to get a release. So that's kind of overall wrapping up. Like I said, we saw over 20 movies. There are so many. We've got review episodes out for the majority of them. We are holding off on a few simply to wait for bigger releases that are coming out, and then you guys will be able to hear those ones as well. We'll have a couple right before the end of this month, because Buddy and Colony are getting a release at the end of the month of August,
literally on the same date,
which is phenomenal. What a crazy good end of August. Holy shit,
make a weekend out of it. Go see both of them.
Literally, I want to see both of them again.
Yeah,
I would go pay money to go see them and go see them again. That would be great. And then we'll hopefully be getting like some of the other ones released sometime soon. Like we just said, Camp Miasma comes out this Friday at the time that we're recording this anyway. And yeah, holy shit. Go watch all these things. It's so fun. This is such a good year.
I know.
Oh my God.
Just in general, it's a good
year for horror. Yeah, like take me even just out of like the festival circuit of it. This is a fantastic year. It's phenomenal. I can't believe all of the releases that we've gotten. Building our top 10 at the end of this year is going to be impossible.
It's
going to
be impossible.
I don't know how we're going
to. It's going to be like a 2-hour episode because we're going to have 20 movies.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we're each going to have 20, so it's going to take us a hot ass minute to get through it. Sorry. Anyway, within the next like couple of weeks, I think we're going to have a bunch of other stuff coming. We've got some more childhood trauma that we've put together.
We have some mini episodes.
We've got some mini shows that we're going to be putting out. All of that stuff. There's a bunch of other things coming. We've got some interviews that we're lining up and things like that we're really excited about as well. So listen, follow along for all of that over on the socials at Gravetone Pod. The website at gravetonepod.com will have everything, including this episode and our entire wrap up for Fantasia, of course. And you know, just check out everything we have going on for the rest of the month and then into the fall. Oh my God, fall's coming. I'm so excited.
I know.
I can't wait for it to get colder. Bring it on. Sweaters and clothes, shoes, baby. Anyway. Anyway, hopefully you guys are excited as I am about that. Until then, stay scared and stay tuned.
Ciao, guys.